Senator Lisa Murkowski still isn't saying how she'll vote on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. Waves of Alaskans, sponsored by groups that want to preserve abortion rights and the Affordable Care Act, have flown to Washington, D.C. to urge her to vote no on Kavanaugh. Yesterday, they were joined by a powerful voice in the state, the Alaska Federation of Natives. With us to discuss this is Alaska Public Media's Washington correspondent, Liz Ruskin. Hi, Liz.
Hey, Casey.
Liz, how significant is it that AFN wrote Murkowski a letter urging her to vote no on Kavanaugh?
AFN doesn't usually weigh in like this, so I'm sure it got her attention. But will it determine how she'll vote on its own? Probably not. She says she's going over everything Kavanaugh's written so that she can decide for herself and so she doesn't have to rely on other people telling her what he wrote. But AFN is an important constituency to her. In 2010, AFN was part of that massive effort to get her elected as a write-in.
What is AFN's reasoning in asking Murkowski to reject him?
It closely parallels a white paper that Heather Kendall Miller wrote. She's a Native American rights attorney. So their reasoning is very heavy on constitutional law, specifically about Congress's power to pass laws for the benefit of Indians. Kendall Miller recorded a radio ad for an anti-Kavanaugh group, and let's play a little bit of it.
Kavanaugh has a history of suggesting that Native Hawaiians shouldn't qualify for the same constitutional protections that lower 48 Indian tribes receive. If Kavanaugh believes the Native Hawaiians don't qualify for the same benefits and protections as other indigenous people, is there any question what he thinks about Alaska Natives?
Okay, if Kavanaugh believes that Native Hawaiians don't qualify for the same benefits and protections as other indigenous people, is there any question what he thinks about Alaska Natives? I mean, Liz, you got to unpack some of that.
So what we know about what Judge Kavanaugh thinks about Native Hawaiians comes from a 1999 op-ed he wrote. It was in the Wall Street Journal, and he was the co-author. But anyway, in this op-ed, Kavanaugh disputes that Native Hawaiians fit the definition of Indians as set out in the U.S. Constitution. Part of his argument is that they don't live on reservations. And according to his op-ed, if they're not Indians, as the founding fathers understood the term, any federal laws or programs that aim to improve the lot of Native Hawaiians are in danger of being judged as race-based privileges, just elevating one race over another, which would be unconstitutional. And the concern is that he would treat Alaska Natives as non-Indians, too, since the Constitution says nothing about, you know, Alaska Natives, and Alaska Natives don't live on reservations, most of them.
So what would be the effect of that?
According to Heather Kendall Miller, if Alaska Natives are no longer covered under the Indian umbrella, under the term as it's understood in the Constitution, the court could overturn most of the federal laws passed that help Alaska Natives. And she says it could even result in overturning the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act.
Wait, isn't that far-fetched? I mean, undo the 1971 settlement, dissolve the Native corporations?
I know, it sounds far-fetched. I challenged one person who is raising this concern about Kavanaugh, and he said, yes, it does sound unlikely, but as he put it, things have been taken away from Native people since the country was founded.
That was Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin.